Hi, my name is Kashimana Ahua. I am 27 years old and I work as a laboratory assistant at Allina Cytogenetics Laboratory. My daily duties as a lab assistant include preparing chemical reagents, setting up cell cultures, growing cells, harvesting the cells, and staining the cells for the cytogenetic technologists. Cytogenetic technologists then look at the cells for any abnormalities. I got interested in the healthcare field because biology was my favorite subject in school. I like the stories about life, how we function, what makes us tick, and I also wanted to help people. Biology isn't the only topic that helps when you work in the laboratory. The other areas of knowledge I draw from include chemistry, mathematics, genetics, and physics. I have a Bachelor of Science degree in biomedical sciences that provided me with the background and skills needed to acquire this particular job. However, there are several lab assistant jobs that do not require a college degree, although a few advanced courses in biology, chemistry, and laboratory techniques will put you ahead of the competition. Some laboratories are willing to train you into a lab assistant position, and some will train you to become laboratory technologists or scientists. There is going to be a shortage of laboratory support and technologists in the coming future, so if you're interested in the field, I would suggest studying any of the sciences. Be curious about what goes on in the healthcare industry. Read articles in journals or magazines. Watch Nova Science clips that come on TBT, and even some shows like House, Bones, and CSI give you an idea of what happens in the laboratories. Even though we may be behind the scenes, unlike doctors or nurses, we are very necessary because without us, the doctors and nurses would not be able to provide the correct diagnosis or give the correct care.
My name is Jeff Okerstrom. I'm 35 years old and work as an interactive designer at Pacer Center. I design media-rich interactive websites that incorporate animation, audio, and video using a program called Flash. My job is to figure out how to interpret information and design a solution that is visually interesting so that people can enjoy and easily understand it. My choice of careers did not come easily to me. I had always been interested in math and science, but I hadn't found an exciting way to apply that knowledge until I started taking art classes. After taking several painting, drawing, sculpture, and art history classes, I took a computer art class. I quickly found this class to be the perfect mix of math, science, craft, and creativity that I was looking for. It wasn't until my third year of college that I enrolled in the graphic design program, which I went on to get a degree in. What I enjoy most about my career as a designer is the creativity and challenge. The challenge is figuring out how to make an idea work artistically, conceptually, or even mathematically. If you are interested in a career as a designer, art and creativity are a must, but science and math definitely come into play. I've found that the more rounded your education and experiences are, the more you have to draw from to come up with unique ideas. Last but not least, as a designer, you need to learn to take criticism well, as art is looked at differently by everyone, and you will always run into someone that has their own opinion on what you have created.
Hi, my name is Linda Radomicki. I'm 44 years old, and I'm an interpretive naturalist at Fort Snelling State Park in St. Paul, Minnesota. As an interpretive naturalist, I teach people about our environment, specifically the natural and cultural resources that we have at Fort Snelling State Park. We have a lot of history that happened in the area that is now a state park, and it is my job to retell those stories and events and try to get people to understand, appreciate, and care for our land. I've always liked science and understanding why and how things work. I took biology, physiology, chemistry, algebra, and pre-calculus in high school. In college, I majored in environmental biology and natural history and took many chemistry and physics classes. The information I learned in those classes helps me explain things to other people. For my job, you need a bachelor's degree in biology or a related field. Most often, you also need to complete an internship. What I love most about my job is seeing the spark in someone's eye when they understand a concept I'm explaining to them. The next step after that is that they will appreciate and take care of our environment. That is what motivates me most in my job. I also like the variety of my job. No day is exactly the same. No class I teach is exactly the same because I'm teaching different people. If you like working with people, enjoy being outside, and sharing what you know or love about the environment, get an internship and give it a go.
My name is John McDonald. I'm 28 years old, and I work as a design engineer at Honeywell. At my job, I work with a team of engineers to design electronic controls used for heating applications, such as water heaters and warm air furnaces. Every day, I use computers as well as math and science principles to come up with new ideas on how to improve our products. For instance, we may take an existing control and come up with a cheaper way to accomplish the same thing. Or, we might design a new user interface that will make it easier for our customers to use. I really enjoy going to work every day because there's always a new challenge and no 2 days are ever the same. I also get to be creative in trying to solve problems in ways that people haven't thought of before. And it's very exciting when we release a new product that I've helped to design. I went to a 4-year college and graduated with a degree in computer engineering. I had an internship at Honeywell for over 2 years while I went to school, which helped prepare me for my current position. A fellow engineer once told me that he feels like he gets paid to work on fun hobby projects all day. And although that sounds funny, in many ways it sums up why I enjoy being an engineer.
My name is Stephanie Rosso. I'm 29 years old and I work as a web developer at Digital River. On my job, I build interactive websites that allow people to buy things online. There are many different layers to e-commerce websites. A site not only needs to function properly, but it also has to calculate the right prices, advertise products and sales, look pleasing, and be easy to navigate. There are many different people involved in making this happen, and my role is to tie all of these pieces together to make the site work and look nice. Ever since I was young, I have had a fascination with technology and computers, so I attended a 4-year college and obtained a degree in information systems. The classes that have helped me the most have been in the areas of technology, math, business, and art. What I love most about my job is bringing many different kinds of technology together to create a cool, accessible online shopping experience. If you are interested in a career in web development, I would recommend paying attention to your own web experiences. Look at sites you visit frequently and think about them differently. Are you looking at the site with a computer, a laptop, your phone? Is the experience different when you switch between a mobile device and a computer? Why do you think certain things are set up the way they are? Could they be moved or changed to make the experience better or easier? Once you start to see these sites differently, try to build a website yourself. There are many free tools and tutorials out there to help you get started. Take classes in computer science, web development, art, business, or math. All of these courses can help you learn the kinds of things you will need to apply in a web career.